right back with Gophers Get a Grip. I'm Michael, your co-host, along with my other co-hosts, Mary, Beckett,
hey.
Patrick, and Devon. And tonight we have a special guest with us, and it's Faustina. How are you doing, Faustina?
I'm good. How are you all?
Good. We are
good. Glad to be on your guys' show.
Thank you. We just got done with a Robert Burns supper. Faustina, you were the MC of the event. Tell us a little bit about it.
Yeah, so every year we have a Burns supper, and that includes many Scottish songs and stuff. We try to keep with the whole Scottish Robert Burns poems, but this year, and you know, most other years, we always do kind of more of an Irish slant and the Scottish songs, not very specific to Robert Burns. But this year we had a really good mix of songs and poems, and we even did the Scottish polka, which was a lot of fun. We didn't have very much room to actually be practicing, but we always have fun no matter where we are.
I think it could be called Scottish ping pong polka.
Yeah, with Michael kicking us in the chins.
It's more of a, you can't really dance in a yurt unless there's no furniture in it, but I guess we'll have to try it again in the summer when we can do it in the driveway.
Yeah, but it was a lot of fun. We had a program, and we just followed the program and did some songs and poems, and the kids did a little bit of a opening and a ending notes, so it was fun.
Costco only sells Walker's shortbread cookies around Christmas time, so we always buy a box around Christmas time and then hold onto it until January 24th, so it's kind of hard to look at that pretty red box on the pantry shelf for all that time, but...
But we still are in Christmas time.
Yeah.
And knowing that it's full of cookies.
Yeah. All right, what's new,
we
Michael?
We did crack into them a couple times.
Yeah, we did. Michael, you got anything new to share?
We put some windows in my small home.
Yes.
Yesterday.
It made it look less like a shed. It looked like a shed, and now it's like a home because
yeah.
It has windows in it.
And we put the 10-foot loft in.
Yes.
That's 10 feet.
And now
I think it's 14.
Whoa, 14.
Is it 14?
So I think the inside part is 10 feet.
That makes sense.
Plus 6 feet, which overhangs onto the porch.
So 16.
Oh, yes.
So 16 feet.
16 by 14 foot loft.
Yeah. And then I need to get a quote tomorrow on my lunch break for some lumber and a door to start building the porch.
Nice.
Declan, you've been reading something. Tell us a little bit about what you're reading.
I've been reading Johnny Tremaine, and it's about just a revolutionary, American Revolutionary book.
Do you like it?
It was good.
All right, Faustina, we just talked about the Robert Burns party.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have anything else you want to talk about?
Well, today we received in the mail our first official investment for Fabiola, which is super
Yay.
Exciting. Yes. So that was pretty cool. We have gotten someone to give an investment. They still need to sign all their paperwork, but this is the first like official real. All the papers are signed, and they even did the option where we're able to use the money even before we accepted our minimum investment. So that'll be really
good. Yes. That'll
so
be really
cute.
Good. Patrick, do you have anything you want to share? Anything new going on?
No.
No?
Not too much.
You had 2 funerals so far.
Four.
Four. Oh.
No.
4 funerals.
4 or 3.
Okay.
3. 2 veterans.
Oh, sweet.
1 was ashes, though.
That's a little awkward.
Yeah.
But.
Another one, though. I was there for the 21 gun salute.
I heard we have like a live stream or something coming up.
Yes, we do. We have a Christmas special live stream on February 2nd at 6 p.m. Pacific time. And we have a whole bunch of, a lot of fun things lined up. The Marsh authors are going to be there. Joe McLean is going to give a contribution.
Becky and I are dancing.
Becky and Patrick are dancing. There's a puppet show, I think. I heard a rumor it's a puppet show.
I got time off for it.
Becky got time off for the event. Patrick's probably going to be running the live stream.
What day is that?
It's on Sunday.
If I get that day off.
Last day of Christmas tide, February 2nd.
Yep.
That's why we ate our Whopper cookies before Christmas.
Is it the first Sunday of the month?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Paul Smeaton from LifeSite is going to read a poem. Yeah, lots of... Oh yeah, we're showing off our
Jordan
movies.
Jordan Sachs? Yeah.
Yep, Jordan Sachs will be singing. And then Faustina and I will be... Well, we all are premiering, but... Faustina made a film, and we made a film. So we have two short Christmas movies that we'll be releasing during the event as well. So don't miss it, because you're going to be seeing those. And then they'll be, the live stream will only be available while it's live. And then after it'll be taken down. And then it'll be put on our Industrious Family Theater, which it'll be able to be watched, the whole thing, there as well. So make sure you check that out on February 2nd.
So watch it live or get the theater.
Yes. If you miss it, you can still get the theater.
Can you watch it live on the theater?
No, it'll be after it's live. A recording of it will be put on there.
How's the theater work?
We have our own movies, and then we also have movies from different studios, and we agree to show the movies, and then the filmmakers are paid based on how many times their movie gets shown, and that is a way that Catholic families can watch Catholic entertainment on Industrious Family Theater from different Catholic studios. So it's kind of cool. There's 25 movies on there right now. It's $12 a year.
And how did you get to that?
Yes, so on our... It is on link on the homepage. You know, it talks about family streaming. You can click that link. There's also a spot in the nav bar that says member. Is it streaming now? Okay. Yeah. Can't give up with it. It's a streaming, and you can click it, and it'll take you to the page. It kind of has more information about it, and then you can click onto the site from there. And then
is it GetPay or PayPal?
It's Stripe. So it's a secure payment method where you just put in your information there, and we never actually get your information. It's just given to Stripe, and then
is Stripe it's a good company?
Yeah, they're,
If they are bad, they're not, like, up front, like, showing it in your face. Right, like PayPal right. Is. Okay. Yeah, they're a little more...
concerned was.
Yes. Actually, I haven't run into anything that's been weird with Stripe.
Yeah, they don't really... They might, as a company, support things that we wouldn't completely agree with, but they're never, like, trying to promote it and, like, you
shove
know...
Shove it in your face or
anything. This is... Today, it's June, which is Gay Pride Month. Like, they never do things like that were...
Was PayPal doing that?
Yeah, PayPal stuff kind of like that.
Yeah.
They're flying employees out or something like that.
Something like that.
Mm-hmm. Like one of those people.
Yeah.
I learned to ice skate today.
Oh, that's right. Our pond. Well, it's not like a pond. It's kind of a pond. It's
a big
frozen over.
Mud puddle.
And we have
it's a 4-foot mud puddle.
Yeah. That's bigger than that.
No, 4 feet deep.
Oh, deep, yeah.
It's probably 20 by 3.
Maybe, 4. Yeah. It froze over and everyone's been ice skating on it. We only have one pair of skates.
Yeah,
like
I got these skates like probably,
I think it was the Brown House.
10 years ago or more. Yeah. And I bought them. I tried them on that Christmas. And I have never skated with them until this year. So this year they were the popular thing because of the frozen pond.
Yeah.
They still fit you?
Yep.
They're too big, small for me.
I was old enough that I haven't grown. My feet haven't grown since then.
Yeah.
They barely fit me. They kind of hurt, actually.
So they're not elegant white mittens?
No.
No. Unfortunately.
No. What they did in like those old Hilda Van Stockham books, they would put their real shoes on, a pair of skates, like you'd strap it onto your shoe.
Oh, we had rollerblades like that one time.
Yeah, so we should have some skates like that where you just stick them on a shoe.
Yeah.
Because then everyone can do it. Yeah.
I wonder, did they have clogs? Or were they using real... Yeah.
I bet there's something like that that goes on the regular shoes.
Yeah.
Because if we had a pair of those, then anyone could... The people who wear the size 8 could run the real skates, and anyone else could use those little Jimmy Rig strap skates.
I think now that we know that we have a place to skate, we're going to start looking for
skates
different places. Keep an eye out for them.
And the neighbor mentioned he might make the pond bigger, so
that'd
be fun too.
Did we talk about jelly bean last time? What was that?
What?
Before.
Oh, the calf.
Calf.
Oh, yeah, no, you should mention
about
that.
About a week ago, yeah.
I bought a cow.
Yeah. Cute little heifer calf.
Mm-hmm.
Jersey heifer.
Yeah.
Big, beautiful eyelashes.
Mm-hmm.
Mom said what makes them look pretty is it looks like they have eyeliner on.
Yeah. They look like Cleopatra cows.
Mm-hmm. Her kind of looks like she has eyelashes, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she's cute.
Well, we're running short on time today, so we'll let you guys go and... See you next time.
Bye.
Bye.
Don't forget the live stream.
This is Michael with Gophers Getting Ready.